We're speaking with the Senior Project and Training Manager of Royal Life Saving Society today, and we're talking about epilepsy and drowning. Bev Hunter joins 101.5 to chat about the combination of medication conditions and water. Good morning, Bev.
Good morning, Rosemary.
Now, Bev, there's always a risk around bodies of water, and the Royal Life Saving Society do a fantastic job through 101.5 FM to raise awareness and to educate our listeners of these risks. But today you want to draw particular attention to a specific condition, don't you? So tell us about the dangers of epilepsy and how dangerous that is around water.
Yes, thank you, Rosemary. We do want to highlight it. We feel our research has found that epilepsy is a risk factor for drowning, particularly in childhood amongst those who are 0 to 14 years, and for those who are in the older age group of 65 and over. People with epilepsy are known to be at increased risk of drowning. The risk is thought to be between 5 and 15 times greater than those without epilepsy, unfortunately. The home environment, such as the bathroom and in swimming pools, are the most common places for epilepsy-related drowning, and 32% of drownings occurred in a bath and 28% occurred in swimming pools. The seizures can happen without warning, and therefore constant supervision is required, particularly for those who are young or those who are caring for older adults.
Now, Bev, they're pretty high stats, aren't they? So what precautions can a person with epilepsy take?
There's plenty they can do, but first and foremost, you can consult your doctor about water safety and whether it is safe for you to undertake water-related activities. This is especially important if there's been a recent change to your medication or if your epilepsy is poorly controlled through the medication. It's also vital that you take your anti-seizure medication regularly, as directed by your doctor, and do not swim if you've not taken your medication as prescribed. Depending on the frequency and severity of your seizures, some people may be advised not to swim at all, while others may be able to undertake water-related activities by taking appropriate precautions. But we do advise that you do not swim if you're tired or feeling unwell.
All right. Now, Bev, it's wonderful that you're talking to us today, but where can people access more information in regards to this?
Yes, we do have more information on our website at rlssq.com.au, and listeners with epilepsy or carers of someone who has the condition can find out more. And you just need to click on the Stay Safe and Active tab and there'll be more information there for you.
Okay, look, that's super information that you've given us, and incredibly important for parents of children living with epilepsy, but also it's for caution for older adults as well. Absolutely. Thanks very much, Bev Hunter, Senior Project and Training Manager of Royal Life Saving Society. And thanks for keeping our community connected and safe. And you can tune in at any time to the Royal Life Saving Society podcast on 101.5fm.com.au. Thanks very much again, Bev.
Thank you very much, Rosemary.